Empowering Terrorists. Empowering Terrorists. We think it's funny. We think looking at other people and their problems is funny. We think that when we hear about people who are being a terrorist type of person, it doesn't mean that they have to be the super terrorists that take 9/11, but the terrorist type people who have no qualms about hurting another, no qualms about taking something that doesn't belong to them, no qualms about destroying lives. And we think, well, now, what can I do about that? Well, number one, the minute you hear anything like that's going on, you say, all is in divine order, and then you stop thinking about it. For if you think that they need to be judged, if you think that they need to be imprisoned, if you think they need to in any way be stopped, then you are empowering them to go. That's the law of cause and effect. Whatever you think about, that's what you empower. Whatever you think about, that's what you put in motion for yourself and for your world. Now, is that the kind of thing you want to have in motion for your world? Is that the kind of thing you want to have in your life? Terrorists? People who do things that terrorists do? Do you want to have the terrorist consciousness in your world, in your thinking, in your life? Well, if you do, then think about them. Then think about judging them. Think about doing those things. One of our students in Africa was telling me that he had just finished his doctoral course with the University of Healing, and he has many good friends who are in the government, many good friends that are operating the country down there and the city and the community in which he lives. And one of them was a judge who wanted to have him be his jury. He wanted to have him work for the judge. And the judge says, all you got to do is just test my cases, you know, just check the things over, make sure that they're done. And he came to me so proud that a judge would ask him to judge cases with him. And I said to him, is this what you really want to do? Do you want to go around the world, around your life, judging other people? Judging other people, whether they're good or bad? Judging other people who are having problems with understanding principle and understanding the law and understanding what the rules are of the community? Do you want to do that? No, of course not. Well, anytime you judge, then you are worthy of being judged yourself for every little thing that you do. And we do enough little things that we don't want to be judged for. We pick our nose, or we are discourteous, or we say something unkind, or we think a thought. Oh, that is the worst of it all, thinking a thought. If we think an unkind thought about anybody in this world, we are empowering that type of a condition to exist because we're recognizing it, we're giving it power by our attention to it. And is that what we want to do? Well, our student almost immediately told his friend the judge that he couldn't do what he would like him to do, and he begged off. Well, he shouldn't have been on in the first place. He shouldn't have been on in the first place going with his friend, doing things like that, having the friend think that he wants to judge. The moment we think that we are going to judge anyone, we are guilty of whatever their crime is or whatever their action is, no matter what it is. Judge not, lest ye be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, so shall you be judged. Now, you think you're making righteous judgment by looking at the world and saying, I don't want that in my life. Well, that sort of thing is not bad, but it's not good. What do you want in your life? That's what you should be looking at. What sort of things do you want in your world? That's what you should be looking at. For whenever you go around judging anything, You're empowering that to be in your life. You're empowering that to be in your life. So if you ever judge anything, if you ever talk about anything, if you ever look at anything, if you ever think about anything and call it good or bad or indifferent, you are giving it power to continue. So the cars are driving on the freeway. We were in the Philippines. And as we were driving around the streets in Manila, the traffic was just really quite hectic. And I said to our friend who was driving, I said, do they have rules for traffic here, rules for driving? Oh, yes. Do people obey them? Oh, yes, sometimes, whenever they feel like it. Well, I said, all is in divine order right now, and everyone obeys the traffic rules. Everyone cooperates with the rules of the traffic, and traffic drives smoothly and perfectly. And then the conversation shifted to other things. And we were looking at the beautiful scenery there in Manila, and we were looking at all of the beautiful homes and the people who were all around and doing all wonderful things, and we forgot about the traffic. And then it was maybe about 20 minutes later when we were arriving at our destination, someone said, that was such a smooth ride. All the traffic was absolutely perfect. Everyone drove with consideration for everyone else. It was so beautiful. It was such a lovely drive. We hadn't even noticed it. We put the cars in motion. And where before, traffic had been rather difficult. We didn't even notice it turned perfect, but it did. But only because we stopped thinking of the negative traffic. We thought of the positive attitudes toward traffic, and the traffic was beautiful, wonderful, magnificent in every possible way. And it was great. It truly was great. It truly was wonderful because that's what we were. We put a cause in motion. We used the law of cause and effect in its most beneficial way for us. We didn't use the law of cause and effect to have undesirable things taking place. We used the law of cause and effect to have desirable things taking place in our world. And desirable things were all that we thought about. That was all that we put into motion. And so it was for us. And our friends who were new students, they said, wow, the principle works fast, doesn't it? And I said, yes, the principle is always working. It just depends on where we put our attention on how it's working. If we put our attention on the principle working in a glorious, beautiful way, then that's the way it works for us. If we put our attention on the principle working in a negative way, then that's the way it works for us. Now, how do you want the principle to work for you? Are you empowering the terrorists? Are you empowering negative traffic? Are you empowering anything that is not to your benefit? Well, stop right this minute and empower the things that you want to empower. Empower life as you would like to enjoy life. Empower life as it is for you and always is for you and always is for everyone in your world by saying all is in divine order. That's putting the positive thought in motion. That's putting the divine thought in motion. That's putting the reality of who you are. All is in divine order. We empower all is in divine order. We empower happiness. We empower abundance. We empower goodness. We empower truth. We empower life. We will not spend our time thinking about anything which is unlike who we really are, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All is in divine order now for you and for everyone. Claim this, know this, enjoy this, and find how wonderful this is for you and for everyone in your world. It's truly glorious. Know that in all of this, I love you. With all of my heart and soul and being, I love you. With all of my heart and soul and being, I love you. With all of my heart, soul, and being.